After 10 years of planning with the Federal Highway Administration, crews at Arches National Park will begin making improvements to 24 miles of roads and pullouts in the park beginning January of 2017.
This road was built in the late 50s, early 60s, and it was not built on any kind of engineered fill. It's just built right on the existing sand. And so for the amount of traffic we're having now, it's totally insufficient.
John Lewis is chief of maintenance for Arches and says the Devil's Garden campground will close from March through October, and hiking areas including Devil's Garden, Delicate Arch, and the Windows will occasionally shut down, with most of the work being done at night.
The only thing that is there at the end of the road is the campground. So if we close the campground, it allows full night closures, and so we can get a lot more work done and proceed a lot faster. And that's why the campground is going to be closed.
Park Superintendent at Arches, Kate Cannon, says they've seen a 10% increase in visitors this year so far compared to last year, when a record 1.4 million guests visited the park near Moab.
It's a wonderful thing, but it has its downside in that it's really hard to keep up with the essential custodial work, with the work on roads and trails, with the maintenance of structures that support visitors. It's a big challenge.
The $24 million project will include the widening of the entrance road. They say this will help ease congestion leading off of the main highway into the park. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.